they're not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. They're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. The bared skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out, the wires withered, and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And Spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone.
We'll be right back. Sugar. You tilt my womb till it runs. All of Ethiopia awaits you, my prodigal son. Blase, ain't you Big Daddy? Thank you. your sperm into me. Lovers ever really love that way, the way they say. I give you a loaf of sugar and you tilt my womb till it runs. All of Ethiopia awaits you, my prodigal son. Blase, ain't you, Big Daddy? But Mama loves you. She always has.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smashed Blocked right here on local 107.3 FM CFMH out of St. John, New Brunswick, ladies and gents. And this is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. We're listening to the show. We're starting out with some Archie Shepp on the show today. And if I get a moment to, I'll explain why, if I think to. But first things first, you heard Bashir from the closing track from his 1966 Impulse record, Mama Too Tight, followed by Blase, the title track from his 1969, I always want to say Musique Actuelle, but BYG, pardon me, Actuelle label. And coming up next, we're going to hear some Shep that you might have noticed, the surprisingly groovy nature that some of that free-blowing horn madness was bringing to your wee little ears out there, listeners. And the madness part is something that I have always been a big fan of with Shep. Predominantly being familiar with his earlier work, definitely his pre-1970s work. And so, wasn't I pleasantly surprised when my ears did grace what we're about to listen to next? And I was so pleasantly surprised at it that I listened to it for much of the afternoon producing the show yesterday, and I'm going to share the whole entire first side of this LP with you on the show tonight, because it was just such a good time. I'm speaking of Archie Shepp's 1972 Impulse LP, Attica Blues. Yes, we're going to hear five selections off of that tonight. Some spoken word, some vocal tracks, and very different, a very swinging, very groovy sound coming from a man who actually, in hindsight, now that I really am more familiar with this portion of his catalog, a guy who really embodies a lot of what this show is about, which is subverting convention through both the celebration and the undermining or the corruption of said convention. And so the way that he brings together so many styles of African American music and jazz and ragtime and classic sounds, and then sets his sights on burgeoning sort of funk, soul, acid jazz, kind of what would be acid jazz circles in this next LP was nothing short of impressive. So, got some noise, some rock and roll, and some more good times coming up in the show. And going out to the Attica prison riots, this one is Archie Shepp's Attica Blues, side one.
I got a feeling that something ain't going right, and I'm worried about the U.S. song. I got a feeling, oh, horses. Living and good walking are equal condition. Every job that you want and dream of is done. Hunger, death, and strife would see an hour.
Only when nature doesn't take its natural toll am I worried with the human soul. Some people think that they are in their rights when on command they take a black man's life. Now let me give a rundown on how I feel. If it ain't natural, then it ain't real. I wish I were better.
Someone calmly as me. Where's that driving music man? Where's that driving music man who used to wail out back? Never knew where he came from. Could have been a castle or a shack. He had a priceless song to sing. His music tell you where it's at. Driving music man who used to wail out back. Never knew where he came from. Could have been a castle or a shack.
a star gleaming bright as fire in the night. A beam whenever I think of steam. When I fly high like an eagle in the sky, I think of things, I think of steam. Someone calmly as we, will you be, summer, soft as rain, sweet as in pain, a star.
Welcome back. Back, ladies and gents. You are listening to Smashed Blocked on Local 107.3 CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, right here on the microphone. And we are listening to, where we have been so far in the show, listening to a whole pile of Archie Shepp's music. In particular, what you just heard was the first side of an LP called Attica Blues that I had not yet heard and was very pleasantly surprised to find what a sublime subverting of convention was taking place on this record and just mashing together very willfully combining so many forms of jazz of the past and the then present in the 72, I think, when this LP would have been out, and really the future, some of these cuts having been adopted by acid jazz circles later on, and as you know, the subversion of convention is a big thing of what we like to do on this here radio show, and the idea that rock and roll and jazz and a lot of these musics that tend to be fairly codified for certain passionate proponents of their sounds can actually be extremely enjoyable in their more impure sort of strains. So the impurity of that Archie Shepp LP is something I enjoyed for most of the day yesterday as I was producing this episode. So you heard in that last set of music the entire first side of the Attica Blues LP. We had Attica Blues, we had Invocation, Attica Blues, Attica Blues. God, I'm having a little tongue slippage going on here today, subverting my own conventions. We had Steam Part 1, we had Invocation to Mr. Parker, and we had Steam Part 2. And so again, a little bit of a disconnect, but upon further inspection, highly recognizable. As Archie Shepp, as his unique voice as a composer, as a musician, as a creator, so very exciting. And speaking of subverting convention, we showed at a weekly Wednesday series at Callahan's Pub, we showed Jean-Luc Godard's Sympathy for the Devil. I highly recommend you see it. A film that was recut and retitled without his involvement, negotiated with the producers to allow a public screening, which he then used to decry the film and punch the producer in the face at. So we screened that film last night at Callahan's Pub, really enjoyed it. And this is a tune from the film. We're going to hear two Stones cuts going into the next set. Citadel from their preceding album, Satanic Majesty's Request. But first, this is Jigsaw Puzzle, the original and intentionally unfinished track, besides the titular track, Sympathy for the Devil, originally 1+1. Anyway, so here you go, Jigsaw Puzzle by the Stones on Smash Blocked, dialectic style.
Sitting on my doorstep, trying to waste his time with his methylated sandwich. He's a walking clothesline. And here comes the bishop's daughter on the other side. She looks a trifle jealous. She's been an outcast all her life. Me, I'm waiting so patiently, lying on the floor. I'm just trying to do my jigsaw puzzle. Nitty-gritty, he can shove in his knife. Yes, he really looks quite religious. He's been an outlaw all his life. Me, I'm waiting so patiently, lying on the floor. I'm just trying to do this jigsaw puzzle. Yeah. suddenly